Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Police in Hope, Arkansas are investigating a report of a rape on the campus of Hope High School. That's in southwest Arkansas. Lieutenant Kim Tomlin said a female student reported the attack to a teacher and school officials called police. Tomlin says the girl told investigators that a male student forced her into a room at the school Monday and raped her. Tomlin declined to reveal other details of the allegation. Dateline Little Rock, where a bill that would require voters to produce photo identification to cast a regular ballot has won approval in an Arkansas House committee. The bill, by Republican Representative Brian King of Green Forest, passed on a voice vote today after a brief discussion. King cited past examples of voter fraud in Arkansas, cases he said could have been averted with a photo ID law. The bill would take effect in 2013, and there would have to be funding for county clerks to buy equipment to produce the IDs for residents. A report says moving the Arkansas State Fair would cost about $200 million. However, relocating the event could increase revenue by as much as 50% a year. A consulting firm released that feasibility study on the proposal yesterday. Fair officials say there's no timeline on when they'll make a final decision. Tests show two fish kills were likely caused by increases in oxygen and nitrogen in the Arkansas River after spillway gates were opened on the Ozark Dam. Tens of thousands of freshwater drum and yellow bass died in late December and late January. A state house committee is meeting today to take up a deal that could cut taxes on groceries and used cars. House and Senate leaders have made an agreement that could pave the way for the passage of six stall tax cuts. Governor Mike Beebe's office says he'll sign all of the measures if they reach his desk. White River Medical Center employees prove that just 1 hour can make a huge difference. When offered an opportunity to financially support the hospital's new ground floor renovation and patient tower expansion project, employees rose to the challenge and pledged over $500,000. More than 730 employees, over half of the 1,270 total employees, gave during the 6 weeks employee investment campaign kickoff. Chief Administrator and CEO Gary Bebo said, quote, "I am so impressed with our employees' spirit of giving. They have shown an outstanding commitment to White River Medical Center, and I'm very proud of their dedication." Proceeds of the fund drive will go toward the ground floor renovation and patient tower expansion. The project consists of the construction of a new patient tower that will house 60 private rooms and the expansion of several departments for more efficient and accessible service to patients and employees. The need for additional space in the emergency department is one of the catalysts for the project. It has an estimated cost of $35 million. It begins this spring, will take about 24 months to complete. And an East Batesville man was arrested just before 7 o'clock last night after he drove his vehicle into a power pole at Highland and McCaleb in East Batesville. 19-year-old Reyes Rodriguez was identified as the driver. Police say just before he rammed into the power pole, he passed an officer, Sean Stevens, on East Main, almost hitting the police car and forcing it off the roadway. Apparently, it wasn't a DWI case, just reckless driving. Rodriguez had two children in the vehicle's backseat, ages 7 and 11. Officer Stevens said the children's mother came to the scene, took the children into her custody. Rodriguez went to jail and was charged with reckless driving, endangering the welfare of two minors, no child safety seat, no seatbelt use, driving left of center, and driving without a driver's license. And that brings you right up to date.